Hello, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants of Rays. Daily Rants of Rays is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and it is Wednesday afternoon, the afternoon of the second day of ISE 2016 here in Amsterdam. And again, I am joined by Joel Rollins. Hey, Joel.
Hey, how you doing, Gary?
I'm doing great, doing great. We're both tired, obviously. It's the end of the second day of the show.
Yeah, it's been a big morning, and I've still got booths to see, so.
Are you going to see Jamie Cullum tonight, the special guest at the Crestfest?
Is that who the secret guest
is? Yes, we have the scoop. That is the secret guest, even though no one is supposed to know.
And who exactly is that?
He won Grammys. He won Grammys, but in any case, we are here podcasting live from the Kramer booth, as we are every day. And each day, twice a day, Joel and I get together and talk about the best thing we saw on the show floor during that period of the day. So earlier today, mine was a brand new audio company. Joel's was a robot. So if you haven't heard, you can go listen to the podcast from earlier today. But Joel, what was the big thing you saw this afternoon on the show floor?
The Silicon Core 0.95 LED walls.
I've heard nothing but great things about them.
Unbelievable. I mean, so bright. I think I've gathered a tan just from doing an interview in front of them. Great. I mean, great dot pitch. It really looks like you're looking at an LED monitor. And, you know, the tiles are good. They have great plans. They're actually talking about getting here next year with a 0.7. So there's a whole lot of development going on in that area. I mean, other people have them too. But for some reason, I mean, but not quite that fine dot pitch. And for some reason, the Silicon Core stuff just struck my eye. I actually estimated it was around 1,800 nits. It turns out to be rated for 2,000.
At what point in time does LED become as good as LCD for direct view television in your home and for replacing monitors in a conference room? I mean, technically, I think they say it's got to be 0.6 millimeters. But I mean, when you're looking at the 0.9 millimeter, does it look good enough to put in conference rooms?
In conference rooms, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, would I watch a movie on it in my home? Probably not. It's extremely bright. Matter of fact, when they turn it way down, I don't think it has the color range. So it's a very, very bright, very, you know, nice dot pitch. But I think you're probably right on the target there, that it's probably 0.5, 0.6 when we actually see DirectView LED become, you know, viable for a home theater.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, and there's a number of companies coming out with under 1 millimeter LEDs this year, and you can expect to see at least 4 or 5 additional ones here at Infocom in June. So who makes the 0.9 millimeter that you saw?
That was Silicon Core.
Silicon Core, okay. So Silicon Core, you shot a video on it?
We sure did. We did an interview with their president.
All right, excellent. So if you want to see it for yourself and understand how they designed this product and check out that video by using the video search window here on the page. Just type in Silicon Core or type in Joel Rollins. So I actually got a personal demo of the new SmartCap app, which will debut in March. And that is my pick for this afternoon. It's actually a free product. Check that out. But you have to, of course, have a SmartCap IQ product. But it's an app that allows you to take the content from a SmartCap IQ and put it on your smartphone and then throw it up on any other SmartCap IQ product anywhere in the world. So if you're collaborating on a meeting and you're in Australia and the main meeting's going on in New York, take a picture of whatever you're collaborating with, whether it be on a computer screen or any other kind of content device. And then from that picture, you can throw that content onto a SmartCap app. So of course, you can collaborate simultaneously on two SmartCap apps at different locations, but if you have to go on the road, you can then put it on your smartphone, put it on your tablet, continue to collaborate with that content, and the people in the other sites are seeing you collaborate simultaneously. It's kind of hard to describe to get that visual just through a podcast, but you can check out a blog that I wrote about it, and you can watch the video I shot on it, and I think it'll explain it a lot better. And SmartCap IQ app, and that's the product. If you may recall, we gave that an award last year one of the best products at Infocom.
You know, so, I haven't seen that yet, and I think I still have time this afternoon to do that.
Yeah, you should definitely stop by the Smart booth there in Hall 12. We've seen a lot of really cool things along the lines of that kind of technology, not in the same market as Nareva, which we shot a video of their span ideation system. I think that whole market category is sort of exploding now with the combination of these types of products, as well as collaborative technologies that allow you to put multiple content on one display simultaneously. There's about 20 companies here with click, share, like collaboration
sure,
products.
Sure, yeah.
And today, actually, earlier this morning, first thing in the morning, I went to the celebration that Barco had for selling the 100,000th click share. So they sold 100,000 click shares in 2 years. What do
click
you think
shares are like candy now. They really are. I mean, they go in every conference room we do. It's so easy to sell click share because of just the way it works. You know, everybody likes the button. Everybody likes the fact that it just plugs in USB. You know, it's simple for people to there are lots of other ways to do it. I mean, and there are other packages that I think, you know, are more flexible, but nothing beats the ease of use of ClickShare.
Yeah. And they, you know, not only they did two things right. Number one, they were the first to the market, which makes it a little easier for everyone else. But the other thing they did right is they've done a really good job with the marketing of the product. So they didn't just sort of sit back and watch it be successful because they're the first in the market, but they've really done a really good job branding it and kind of pushing the brand. And in fact, ClickShare has its own brand outside of Barco.
Yeah, and I really like the outside meeting rooms they've done with it this time.
Yeah, with the little truck containers that they turn into conference rooms. Yeah,
those are really neat. I mean, the idea that you can just walk in, scan a barcode, sit down and hold a meeting is pretty amazing. I mean, that's very gutsy. They always do that.
Well, they also announced a 20% increase in sales this past quarter, which is a big deal. I think a lot of people are wondering how Barco is doing because, you know, they were known as a projector company.
Exactly.
And they're not a projector company anymore. They're doing a lot more than projection. I think that has really benefited them. So we got a lot more to see here and a lot more to talk about. We're going to do a podcast twice a day, one of my Daily Rants and Raves podcasts live from the Kramer booth. It's quiet here now because everyone is gone home and gone to parties and we're going to head out to dinner. So thanks, Joel. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks. I got to see the rest of the floor. I've only got a couple hours left.
So we'll see you tomorrow. We'll listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. How's that? On my Daily Rants and Raves for Thursday.